It's Friday, the 26th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadhila with your 1pm news. Nampower has commissioned a new 394 million Namibia dollar Sekeldane substation near Swakopmund, hailed as Africa's first fully digital substation. The power utility says the project strengthens the Irongo region's grid, boosts transmission capacity, and future-proofs coastal power supply with advanced digital technology. A new study warns that African cities, including Harare and Durban, are failing to adequately respond to climate change impacts such as rising heat, droughts, and floods. Researchers say quick fixes like minor drainage upgrades do not address deep inequalities, urging instead for inclusive reforms and community-driven solutions. NUST Professor Morgan Hauptfleisch weighs in.
There are two aspects to reacting to climate change. One is the mitigation of climate change, so our reliance on, let's say, fossil fuels for energy, so contributing to climate change, making it work. The other one is adapting to climate change, which is taking place. And I think this paper refers specifically to the adaptation. And what is needed, and what I think science is telling us, that diversification of livelihoods is something that's really important for that. There needs to be a more variety of options for people to create livelihoods and to be able to survive and generate more food for themselves, which means that we should be planning for 20 years ahead in a much different climate.
Free Market Foundation CEO David Ansara says South Africa's economic freedom ranking is disappointing but not surprising. He says that, according to the Foundation and Canada's Fraser Institute annual report of 2025, South Africa ranks 83rd out of 165 countries and territories.
So the bottom 10, Venezuela, Zimbabwe, Sudan, Algeria, Iran, Myanmar, Argentina, Syria, Libya, and Chad, a few African countries there. Surprised to see Argentina there as sixth from the bottom, notwithstanding some of the radical liberalization that's been happening under President Milei.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there is a need for financial justice, which means an overhaul of the international financial architecture to make it fairer and fit for today's realities. Guterres says when borrowing costs fall and fiscal space widens, governments can invest in development and resilience and prevent crises.
At this pivotal moment, I see four immediate priorities. First, rebuilding trust in international cooperation. Second, investing in prevention and peacemaking. Third, confronting the climate crisis. And fourth, making finance deliver for peace and prosperity.
And finally, football clubs are already preparing for the 2025-26 season, even as the Namibia Football Association has yet to announce the official start date. Beauties FC, who played in last season's CAF Championship League COSAFA qualifiers, are making big changes. Here's Beauty FC's coach, Matthias Heimbody.
We are bringing major changes, which one of them will be announced very soon. Management-wise, yes, our team manager left on the contract that ended, so she left and joined a different team. That's from the management. From the players, yes, we are trying to recruit so many players and changes, so when it comes to the season, we are able to defend our title and able to qualify again for Champions League.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.